Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today, after such awesome readings from God's Word, I'm going to share and center in on the second lesson, third lesson this Sunday. That is our epistle from Philippians 2. It says in the verses right before our text, "Do nothing from rivalry or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus." Thus far the text. What do we have here? It's time to talk about attitude. Attitude. How's your attitude this morning? Would you say that your attitude is, "Oh no, it's Palm Sunday, we're going to have a long service, extra readings, extra long sermon, all this long time, oh no, am I going to be able to make it?" How's your attitude? You never get an attitude, do you? Are you the kind that has an attitude that's bad all day? Or are you the kind that has one attitude one moment and another attitude the next moment and it changes back and forth? Well, as a Green Bay Packer fan, you know I was going to get it in there someplace. Green Bay Packer fan, and I've been talking to a lot of fans, and it's an attitude time. Aaron Rodgers is headed, or at least it sure seems like, to New York Jets. And he has an attitude that's centered in on himself. Uh-oh. We'll see how he handles the New York Jets, and they handle him. But Aaron Rodgers, who's been faithfully in the background, has an attitude of focusing on the team and the new people that possibly will be drafted and brought into Green Bay Packers have a team attitude. Will that help? To be seen. Well, attitude, we need an attitude adjustment. But how are we going to do that when we look at ourselves? The more we look at ourselves and look clearly with the help of the Holy Spirit, and we put ourselves up against the law of God, whoops, we are people that aren't very humble. Our natural inclination is self-centeredness. We do that from birth on. Ooh. Do we have original sin? Does it show itself? We can be so self-centered that we totally miss what our God has done for us. We can also miss what's going on around us and the beautiful things God is working in his creation and working in and around you. Uh-oh. We need an attitude adjustment. What are we going to do? When we naturally go to self-centeredness, what are we going to do? Well, it can't happen by ourselves. By ourselves, we don't have the equipment as fallen human beings to have a Christ-like attitude. So how are we going to do it? It's very simple. We need to spend time with Christ. How do we do that? Well, how many times have you heard in your life, through word and sacrament? Have you ever counted it up? It's real. In this word that we have been hearing and reading today, whoa! The hymns are packed with this truth. We are receiving the word of God, and Christ is working on us and adjusting our attitudes. Oh, to have the mind of Christ is by getting our mind connected with Christ. For instance, we read the short version, believe it or not, for this Passion Gospel. Actually, it should be chapter 26 of Matthew and chapter 27 of Matthew. And then, of course, we've got chapter 28 with the, well, that comes up this next Sunday. Read it. If you're not satisfied, look at Mark, Luke, and John as well. If it doesn't hit you enough, go back to Isaiah 53. Look at your Lord Jesus Christ and see what kind of attitudes the Holy Spirit does. How he works on you through simply the word. Have to say, getting ready for Holy Week, I read Matthew 26 and 27 once, twice, a whole bunch of times. And each time, my attitude said, oh, well, here we go again. And, oh, the Holy Spirit started working as I was starting reading. And, you know, I got angry. What's going on in this? Look how they're treating my Lord. I was upset. But I also started looking at myself. In a spirit of repentance, the Holy Spirit worked through my thick head into my heart. The Holy Spirit worked it. And then there was such a sadness. Jesus went through that for me. He, second person of the Trinity, set aside his privileges but did not ever stop being God, took on the form of a servant that went to what length? Servanthood. That meant the cross. Oh, God, why did you time it that way? We had the worst kind of killing in that horrible crucifixion. And you went that far for us. The shame that any good Jew would feel about the cross and a crucifixion, the shame that any good Roman would have seen in the crucifixion, as it says in the scriptures, they turn their head away from someone being crucified. And our focus has been Christ. And we see the length that he goes for us. For us, why? Well, our bad attitudes, is that the way we should stand before the living God? Our bad attitudes? Should we be standing there before the God and looking at ourselves? Or should we be looking and praising the one who's got a name that is above every name, and who is going to be confessed as Lord by all. Those who believe, what joy. Those who have rejected him, with what terror. But oh, what kind of attitude? We need to be washed clean. And his blood is upon us and our children. All those who've been baptized, all those who are trusting Jesus as Savior, his blood covers us and we are washed clean. Ah, reading Matthew 26 and 27, a great attitude of joy and thanksgiving also entered me. If you want the spectrum of attitudes, this Holy Week, spend your time in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, especially the crucifixion and resurrection sections, because this Jesus, who so loved us, he set aside everything that he deserved and became slave, obedient all the way of all God's law. And we're set free. We're forgiven. We're accepted. We are released to praise God Holy Week, Easter, and forever. We're going to join in the great, glorious celebration around the throne room in heaven. That is not our right. That is our privilege, because Jesus humbled himself. So maybe in our humble attitude, we can teach people like the people that are part of Green Bay Packers, if you know them. Or maybe we can teach ourselves that attitude that Christ had, and we can teach one another by word and deed, example, showing forth, all because we've got such a God that loved us so much that he humbled himself beyond belief, but the Holy Spirit helps us believe. And so now we've got something to share. Holy Week. And it's not little eggs and it's not little bunnies. It's Jesus and his attitude and what it does for us. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who loves us more than we can understand and went to the greatest of lengths, we go forth in him. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.